From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A decade ago, many summer camps started instituting a no-tech policy. Cell phones, pagers, and electronic games were banned. Back then, Kaomi Getz of member station WSHU reported on the ban. Well, now we send her back to camp to see what's changed.
It was the start of summer in 2003, and Camp Manitoulin in Michigan had just started banning electronics. I went there and talked with some of the campers back then.
11-year-old Michael Lake of Grand Rapids isn't so sure he likes the new policy.
I live on my Game Boy. When I get back home, I'm going to need 2 packs of batteries.
Cut to 2013.
Xbox.
Instagram.
iPad.
And the iPhone. Technology has dramatically changed. And yet, some things have stayed the same. 11-year-old Sarah Gold is at Camp Sloan. It's set on 270 acres in the foothills of the Berkshires in western Connecticut. There's a lake, towering trees, and canvas tents held up by wooden poles. She says life is a lot different from Manhattan.
So you're not just, like, texting or playing little games on your phone or on your iPad. You can actually interact.
Camp Sloan also has a no-tech policy. Paul Bryant, who goes by the name Bear, is the camp's executive director. He says camp is about making human connections.
That's the whole point of coming here, anyway. That's the way we look at it. And it's hard to do that when you're staring at a screen. It's hard to do that when you've got earphones in and you're not listening to people talk.
Still, they do find contraband from time to time. I ask one of the staffers to show me the cabinet where they keep the banned devices.
Well, I've got 2 cell phones already.
Oh, that's new.
Here's the second one. I've got an iPod as well.
The camp makes sure the kids stay busy with lots of activities, like mountain biking, sailing, and fishing. But while gadgets are banned from camp, behind the scenes, it's a different story. Camp Sloan actually depends a lot on technology and computers. Its data is backed up on a cloud. They have a Facebook page. Last year, the camp invested thousands of dollars in a high-tech underwater locator system to prevent drowning. A counselor shows a camper how to strap on the plastic band.
Place it on your head. Bring the floaty down. Pull it nice and tight.
An underwater antenna detects the headband using a frequency. Once underwater for 20 seconds, a light goes off on shore. Then 10 seconds later, camps are trying everything they can to attract campers, and these tech-savvy touches help. At Camp Sloan, Executive Director Bryant says technology will be used to enhance safety and the experiences of campers, but that won't extend to cell phones or personal devices anytime soon. 9-year-old Adrian Shazadi of Providence, Rhode Island, is eating a meatball sandwich for lunch. He misses his gadgets, especially his iPad, but says camp is worth it.
It's worth it because you get to make new friends, explore the nature, and see a bunch of new animals like turtles.
He'll also be busy the next 2 weeks playing tennis and mountain biking, and he hopes learning to build a fire. For NPR News, I'm Kaomi Getz.